What's up?
Hey.
Welcome to What's Up, Hey. Guess who's here? Associate producer for Keith and the Girl, Andrea Allen. Hello, Andrea.
What's up?
What's going on this week in Andrea's life? Well, I know she does these themed shows, right? She does a naked roast show. That's all one show.
Mm-hmm.
She does a show where people throw shit at her. That and the stuff is provided from the venue.
Mm-hmm.
Not just animals at some kind of a country bar.
And then there was another show where you had to... Oh my God, you had to stand in front of like legends in the industry.
Oh yeah. God.
And blow them. Now,
and they heckle you throughout the whole show.
That was called Comedy 101.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like when they give it a cute name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They try to pitch it to you like it's going to be like, you're going to get good feedback. And I was like, I know what this is. Don't act like we're not animals right. to be mocked and treated like shit.
But you did really well on that one.
I did do well on that one. It was, they said, when they briefed us, it was run by the Bennington Show, which is a Sirius show, Sirius XM. And they sent an email. It was being covered by Interobang, mm-hmm. whatever. And they sent an email being like, it's just a fun environment. You know, we're just going to have the industry legends just give you some feedback and, you know, try your best not to talk back at them and whatever. And I was like, I don't know about that, because what it really is like your freak show. They pick young comics, weird comics, comics who were, I was actually recommended by another comic, which I felt weird about that recommendation.
Right, because they're kind of doing what the line at Last Comic Standing does. Like, they'll show you the freaks in the audition right. room that are like, why does this guy think he's funny?
Yeah. It's a little bit like you're a bunch of pieces of meat on display.
Yeah.
Is it offensive because you would see other comics and you would think, they're not any good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I was... the show that I was on, there was a few comics who were like my peers. And I was like, I mean, we're comics. A lot of us will take anything, right. clearly, myself included. But there were some in the group. I was like, this fucking guy, like, we are not even close. Like, I saw videos from years before, and there was like a guy who's brain damaged who they were just like,
oh my God,
making
what?
like relentlessly roasting.
How is that even funny?
I mean, for that, like, for example, the people in the dais for my show were Robert Kelly, Bonnie McFarlane, Rich Voss, and, oof, like, another
brutal
guy from Sirius. And I'm not saying they're assholes, but they definitely, like, it's a tough crowd.
They literally had a show that was called Tough
yeah,
Crowd.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So they're not, this is not, like, totally out of character for them to be a part of something like this. But the Interobang editor was like, well, try not to talk back too much. And I was like, fuck that. I'm right. totally, if you don't talk back, then you just do a joke, they rip it apart, and then you just stand there looking like a jerk off.
Sure.
Like, that's awful. I can't do that. So I ended up like right out the gate. Well, I know I've like been on shows and I know these people through podcasts I still respect them and I am intimidated by them, definitely. But I felt a little bit more confident like going at them because
you were on Robert Kelly's show.
Yeah.
And Rich Voss was there.
Yes.
And so you had already met in that context.
Uh-huh.
Was Bonnie McFarlane on your show at this point?
She'd been on my show, and then I hosted a show at the Village Underground that was all females, and she was on the lineup. So I know them.
Yeah.
And I know that they're well-meaning people.
But when you were on Robert Kelly's show, Rich Voss was basically just ripping you a new one the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And you took it.
Oh, he said, go get me coffee, open micer. And it like seared into my brain. And then during the podcast, I didn't say much to him. And then like for years, I was just like building up these comebacks. And right. like, if I ever come face to face,
I'll go, do you want 17 donuts with that?
I have a pot of coffee that I've been holding for right. years. Here's your coffee now. So I kind of like had all these pre-banked. Rich Voss wears a fedora all the time or some sort of like douche hat. Like he dresses really, mm-hmm. he dresses so Jersey.
Well, he wants to be invited to all the roasts.
Yes. Yeah. He's such an easy target in the way that he dresses. So I did have all these kind of like things that I had thought of from that podcast appearance. So I ended up doing really well, but only because like my set was fine, but it was just like you're not there to do stand up. Like right.
it's there's not no a, way you can do well.
It's not a showcase. Like bless them for trying to like play it that way. And I know that they need people to get tricked into doing this, but I'm like,
I think everybody knows what it is. It's like they have roasts every other minute at the is it the stand?
Yeah.
And you know, good opportunity. It's not because it is a good opportunity to write and whatever, but you're either in here or you're not.
Yeah.
So if you say no to a roast, you're saying no to a lot of things, including in the back of your mind and further down the line, Comedy Central's roast by Jeff Ross. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's always that kind of decision. Do I do a naked roast now? And then these people are like, oh, she's, you know.
She tries.
Yeah.
She's out there.
Right.
Yeah.
You start with like, hi, today I, and they go, fuck you. And you're like, thank you. Rich.
It was pretty, Robert Kelly was actually on my side a little bit too, I could tell, which was really nice of him. Like he was joking with me pretty quickly. They talked a lot about, like, I was wearing my fur coat. Like, I'm pretty easy to pick on also, just based on how I look. So I knew they'd talk about
peacock
my,
with your dress.
Sure, I do. And so I knew that they would
talk
about
my clothes.
By the
way, I like the way her clothes is how I look. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. You know, my weird, dumb face.
The studded choker that I was born with, you know.
Yeah, sure. The dog collar that I wear. I know I'm asking for it, is what I'm saying. I can anticipate what they're going to say about me.
You want to be invited on roasts too?
Yeah. And I don't love roast, but I do love being like meeting the host of that radio show, getting press coverage. I love being on stage with those comedians, you know, as long as you don't. A lot of the other contestants took it really serious. They were like, well, they said this and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you suck. We suck. You know what I mean? Just accept that you suck. Do an entertaining show. You give it your all. If they remember you and like you, that's a positive for you. Like, it's just an experience.
When did you give your first jab?
At Rich pretty early on. I said something about his fedora.
Out of nowhere?
No, he was talking about my clothes. Mm. And then I started talking, like making fun of him, like trying to dress young and hip because he was old. And then Bonnie started ripping on him. And then I started calling Robert Kelly fat. Like, it was great.
And then she sat down and they were all picking on each other. Yeah. And then her minutes were done.
I really did, like, not to tout my own horn, but I did kind of like take over. You know, I took over the roasting aspect more than the other comedians did, purely because I kind of like knew that I could do that and should do that. But I got like a photographer that was on the event sent me a message being like, hey, you did really good on a really hard show. Like, I got a lot of positive feedback from that show. I got a good write up. I have it pulled up here.
Yes, please.
It says, Andrea was introed saying she participated in a pizza eating and bagel eating contest and lost both. She started a fight between Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane because they disagreed on whether it was Andrea's fur trimmed coat or her sexuality that was making Robert Kelly hot. The coat, by the way, was the first article of clothing to ever inspire more jokes than Rich Voss's fedora. Andrea came in hot in more ways than one. We lost track of how many times she used the word come and fuck, and she fired back at Voss so hard she had him apologizing to him within minutes of taking the stage. So it was fun.
That's an amazing review.
Yeah, and I'm going to guess it was a male.
What?
Where you came in hot in more ways than one.
Sure, yeah, of course. Like, it's cheesy. It's not like, I have arrived, but, you know, I'm not like, tonight I did my craft.
What New York Times columnist wrote that?
Exactly right.
She was dripping from nervousness and I was dripping. And
like, I know what these shows are. They're not really even, they are stand up in a way, but they're also like,
they're tests.
Tests, rites of passage. I'm pleased with myself that I did well. And
don't you think, doesn't it sound like a frat? Like, okay, now we tase you and then you love us, but if you don't do that, then you're not funny.
They're nice to you afterwards too. Like Rich in particular was really nice to everybody afterwards. Even the comedians who like were bad.
Yeah.
He still was encouraging. Like, it's not entirely just to berate. It's definitely mostly, but there is like, you know,
there's a sparring that happens around those guys all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you connect with Rich? He's always been very nice to me, but I don't know if I connect with his wife. I don't know how much he is there half the time.
He's usually looking around.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at things.
And he usually like, he has to insult you right away. That's how I feel. And then if you insult him back, then he smiles and then like you're cool to hang. Like that doesn't mean you have to say anything more, but like
no, okay, I get it. But like maybe we'll all do a show together and talk after. And like the wife, I feel like I'm having a real conversation with him. I'm like, I don't know. You're right. He's looking around, whatever that means. Yeah.
We super bonded with those two at LA Podfest. I think our second year there.
Yeah.
We just like stood outside. We were just saying goodbye. Mm-hmm. And like Michael and Maricela were waiting in the car for us. And we stood there for a half an hour talking. Mm-hmm. And it felt so good. It felt like that New York comic. Like, we're not crazy. This is this thing. And right. He's like that. And like, we're not just making this up, right? It was so great.
Like that happened, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it did. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Bonnie, I think, is so cool in more ways than one.
Did she come in cold? Yeah, she's super, she's really smart and she's always been so nice to me in every interaction. And yeah, I was happy to have those panelists on that show. If it had been different people that I didn't know, I probably would have been less apt to be like, fat ass.
Yeah.
Because I know you. You talk about being fat. You're not going to, all of a sudden, I'm not going to be this bitch that's like talking to comics who has no right. So
totally.
Yeah.
But you know, we set you up with these other ones, although those were great stories, to hear about this latest one that I told Andrea she can't tell Keith about this until we're on air. Because this one's, I don't even know where this idea came from. You have to reenact Two Girls, One Cup.
I don't have to. I didn't have to.
Sure.
That's the kicker.
That's the thing. I did this. I did this to myself the whole time. I'm like, this is 100% your fault.
So what's the theme? You have to reenact
the Aristocrats.
Meme or something popular?
So,
the Aristocrats.
Okay, so the show is based off the Aristocrats joke, which is a famous joke. The beginning and the end are always the same. It's a talent agency. A family act comes in. The talent agent says, show me your act. And then they do something disgusting.
They do the gross thing. They're fucking each other. They're shitting each other's mouth. They go, what's the name of your act?
And then they say the Aristocrats, right. Which is like, they're classy, but they're disgusting. It's like, I feel like it has vaudeville origins. It's very old. It's a traditional joke. And so he asked me to reimagine the Aristocrats, like in a modern way.
And do it live.
And do it live.
Like not just tell the story, reenact the story.
So you have
to. No, he didn't tell you the story. That. I totally did this.
Oh, wait. You really could have stood there and just told an Aristocrats
yes.
joke. Oh, wow. Okay.
But what she really did was hire an actor to play her brother. They're shitting in each other's mouths. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Andrea.
I know. It's my own fault. I was like, what would be cool? I was like, what's disgusting? And I was like, what's disgusting in our modern world? And then I don't know how I landed on Two Girls, One Cup, but I'm like, that is one of the most disgusting things that is in our, like, you know, recent history that everyone knows.
Do you know, by the way, our grandkids will be going, now, I don't know the roots to this, but it's a classic. Two right? girls and there's one cup of shit and vomit. And
God.
Vomit.
Yes. So I decide to reenact Two Girls, One Cup, and I'm like, I gotta remember how it goes because it's been so long since I've seen.
Such professionalism.
Yeah, Mary, Mary, Contrary. No, Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary. Okay, I gotta look this up. See exactly how it goes.
Thing. Let me see if I can find it. I'm looking for by the way, the video is very hard to find for how famous it was on the internet. It's very hard to find the original one.
Time moves fast.
But I found it. Good. And then I'm watching it. I'm being like, okay, so first they make out. Okay. And the second beat is the one girl. It takes a shot of her shitting. She's shitting the cup. The other girl takes the cup and she's moving it around in her mouth. Like, oh, look what I have in my mouth. And then she smiles. And then
people
she
don't even do that
teeth.
With ice cream. But yes, she takes it out and then,
right? She's like moving it around and then like licking it. It's.
Blah. And they were attractive, right?
Yeah, they were attractive. Yeah. They were like a little trashy, but they were attractive. Like, base level for sure. And then once throughout, they're both throwing up in the shit cup. Like, it's so disgusting.
Is there something with the title that made it catch on? Two Girls, One Cup.
It's so pure.
And some pervert just came up with it. He wasn't doing poetry, but there's something that, you know, this is in hindsight, it rolls off the tongue.
It really does. You know, you gotta respect the artist, you know? Something so pure about this video.
Five dudes like, okay, everybody put in your suggestion. One vote each. Don't vote for your own.
shit cup, two girls licking shit out of a cup.
Okay, I hear what you're
shit
saying.
Shit smears.
Shit smears good.
I feel like, though, that we're giving away the ending. So no spoilers. Two girls, one cup.
Well, exactly, yeah. Right? It's, you're not saying directly, you're showing. You have to show, don't tell.
It's simple, yet complex.
Because people did those reaction videos. In fact, it was the first Keith
That's
and
what
Girl,
most of the internet is.
Yeah, the first Keith and Girl TV we did was Hemda's reaction. And at first she goes, this is it?
Oh, God. Do you remember seeing it?
No, I erased it right away. Mm-hmm. It actually is the reason why I smoke pot, because they say it erases your memory. But no, I wasn't going to watch it at all. Like, legitimately, I would have let that pass without watching it. But we were like, let's start with a bang. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, we want to do, like, the pop culture reference. So what's the biggest one for that week? It was Two Girls, One Cup. So I was like, all right, let's try that.
Do you guys think it's fake?
No.
Yeah, I don't think it's fake either.
How would it be real, though?
You see her vomit and she eats it. I don't remember
the
how
shit
this shit
coming
came
out of
out.
The ass. Okay. No, the shit all comes right. out of the ass so fast. It's like a ice cream machine. Yeah. You know those ice cream machines where you can do chocolate, vanilla, or swirl?
How are you going to reenact this?
So I was like, I need another girl, but I don't have another girl. Maybe I have a doll.
Did you ask Emily at all?
I didn't. I should have accessed. I was like, do I have one of these babies? I threw away a baby doll 2 weeks ago, being like, I'll never use this.
That's what I tell Carrie Gravenson. She's my house organizer. Uh-huh. I'm like, because you never know.
We never know when you need to do a live reenaction of Two Girls, One Cup in front of 25 people in Bushwick with no air conditioner.
And you can't get a friend.
No one's going to do this with me. I know I'm not going to get anyone. So then it's right before the show. I go to a dollar store. And at first, I need the shit. So I'm like, okay, I need like a pudding or an ice cream. That's going to be the shit. But then how do I get the shit to go out?
For a second, I thought you were saying, coincidentally, I'm at the dollar store and I have to take a shit.
And so I buy one of those dollar cups. I just shit right in there. And then I'm like, okay, well, I also need something that looks like vomit. Maybe that'll be like a can of soup. Like maybe I do soup or something green. And then
they do soup in movies.
Yeah.
No joke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it works out because everything's rotten there also.
Exactly. I didn't even need to do anything. Right. But I'm like, I need squeeze bottles because I need to be able to squeeze them out with the velocity that it would come out of the ass or mouth. So I'm like, maybe I'll get like a baby bottle or something. And then I see the maple syrup bottles. I'm like, because I can combine pudding. I found pudding also.
I'm sick and it's not actual shit.
Pudding.
This is, you know what?
Making of is worse.
You should see the video on me right now. The reaction video to this. My stomach's turning.
I feel sick thinking about it. So for this shit, I'm going to do pudding and maple syrup, half and half, right? So it's mm-hmm. still viscous because of the syrup, but the pudding makes it like...
Are you working on it like at home when you start mixing things? Do you start mixing things to check consistency? And you're like, a little more of this, a little more of that until you're like... doing a whole cauldron in your bathtub.
You know what I did? I was like, I can't get the pudding is in a container and the syrup is in the bottle. How do I get the pudding to go into the syrup bottle? Because you can't spoon it. So I put the pudding in a plastic bag. Like, you know when they decorate cakes mm-hmm. and they fill the bag with the decorative paste or whatever and yes. then squeeze it out?
With the frosting, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I did. I put the pudding in a plastic bag and then I squeezed it into the syrup bottle. Genius.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, so fucking smart. So I'm getting like a half and half consistency. I'm shaking it up and like the shit.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
I was in school and I took computer science uh-huh. and we weren't real scientists. It wasn't that deep. And it's the advent of computers, quite frankly. Uh-huh. And you had to go home and write a program. And my parents happened to have a computer, which was a big deal. And so I come back in school, and I come with all these papers. And I'm like, you know, and code is a big word. Not that I can code. But, you know, it's code to mm-hmm. a program I wrote. And the teacher's like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we had to write a program. And he's like, no, you had come in with an idea of a program.
Yeah.
This is what she's doing. Mm-hmm. Of course I get an A+, but what? No one's doing this.
Nobody asked me to do this. No one is asking me to go this far by even a tiny bit. But I'm like, I'm in this now. And so then I'm like, okay, the vomit has to be different. It's not brown. Right. So then at first I tried to spoon the soup. I got like some sort of milk-based soup. I think I got like a
clam chowder.
Yeah.
They always have clam chowder at the
dollar
store. I know.
Why? Who's buying dollar store clam chowder?
People who have art to do.
Yeah, me. I'm the only one. Bought the last thing. So I'm trying to
put another artist? Beep.
Exactly.
Clam chowder's a dollar. A stupid plastic cone. You don't know what you'd use it for, like a miniature traffic cone, a dollar.
Yeah. It really is the artist's playland.
Right.
And so I'm trying to, but the chowder is so coagulated, it's so thick that I can't even get it like out enough to put it into the pudding bag that I created.
Never mind. You're supposed to honestly eat it.
Yeah, I know. It's so disgusting. Also, the syrup, side note. Oh my God. Yeah,
a dollar syrup.
It's fucking horrendous.
Never mind, you're from Canada, sir.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but it's like, I can't even imagine it. Anyone would put that anywhere near their food. So then I'm
it goes with a dollar frozen pancake.
Sure, exactly.
They have dollar steak, I'm not lying. I don't even mean going to a store and they have that thin steak, might be $2 or $3.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing to that, but it's not unhealthy necessarily. Uh-huh. But they have like a nice frozen ribeye.
Ew, how nasty.
Are you tempted?
How nasty?
No, God, no. No.
He's really grown up. Yeah.
Nothing's a, wow, geez. Jinx, but don't buy me a Coke from fucking dollar store.
It's a big moment for you, Keith. So then the soup is not going to work. So I start looking in the fridge and I see there's almond milk, old almond milk that I haven't used. So I'm like, I'm going to use the milk. That's perfect. The milk is expired and there are green clots.
But you can't put that in your mouth. Oh my God.
And let me tell you, I want people to understand almond milk. Milk goes fast. Almond milk has an expiration date when you buy it of about a year.
Yes. I don't know how it got this nasty.
Until you open it and then you have a week.
I didn't know that.
Oh, good morning.
It's so green. I'm like, how did it even, it's like a science experiment. But I'm like, this is perfect because it's milk, but there's also chunks in there. And then
I got, are these the almonds?
Oh, almonds are growing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's farm to table. So then I get pickle juice is the final touch on the vomit. Because it's green. I want to, they can't both be brown, Hamda. You need to be able to tell the difference between the shit and the vomit.
You truly are an artist.
And I'm shaking it up. I'm in such a time crunch too. I'm like, focus, get this done. And but
here's a poll for the audience today.
If I was half a pig.
Which one in the room went to college and finished?
Right. That's the thing.
This guy. So then I have both my supply bottles, but I need like a female dummy. So I go to the trash area in the back of the building and there's like a handlebar looking thing.
Like to a broom or something?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But it doesn't have the broom end. Right. So I print out a photo of a girl's face and a photo of a girl's ass and I put cardboard and I cut a hole in it and I cut a hole in the cardboard.
That's
and
funny.
I stick those on the top and the bottom.
You miss fashion, Jesus.
I know, right? I have to.
Now you're doing the opposite.
I have to do my art. And then I shove the syrup bottle through the holes and then duct tape the syrup bottle to this broom. So I have like a tiny little woman with only head and ass, but they're facing the right ways. I have to make sure.
Sure. And that's what a lot of people only see anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
You have the right stuff.
So now I'm in an Uber, but the amount of money I spent on this, I made $6 on this show pay.
Right.
I spent like 40 and like the therapy I'll need later.
And to cope with the syrup.
Oh my God. So then we do the show and everyone just does a normal set. And it's in this witchcraft store in Bushwick that's like so fucking gross. Like really nice people, but there's like just glitter and shit everywhere. You know, it's not like it's grungy.
Were there any fun angles to this classic joke where we all see the end coming?
What do you mean?
We all know they're going to say something sick and then the aristocrats, right?
Yes.
Did people have funny angles?
Oh, no, other people were. I was the only one doing the aristocrats
joke. Oh, that was yours.
Joke. Yeah, yeah.
What would somebody else's be, for example? What was their task?
No one else had tasks. Everyone else just did straight stand up.
Oh.
And I'm the only one who did the aristocrats joke.
Wow, they saw you coming.
Yeah, I know. I got recommended by somebody because everyone knows I do this shit. I got to stop saying yes to this because it perpetuates the cycle.
They didn't even think of doing this. So like, and then Andrea's going to do stand-up. Oh, make her lick the floor. I don't know.
Someone was like,
industry night.
Yeah.
Ask her if she wants to lick the floor.
Oh, well, I was recommended by another comic who's like, if you want someone to do something sick, Andrea Allen will totally do something sick. And I was like, well, you're not wrong. The evidence is here.
And it costs $40.
Yes. And I get there. The guy was really nice. All the comics had great sets, but it was a garage attachment to a store. The walls are all painted black. There's no AC.
Lucky for you. Otherwise, you're doing this in a nice place.
Right. I would have rather done this in a nice place because I would have had proper cleaning products. All right. I haven't gotten to that. So then at the end of the show, and I'm like, all right, it's really hot. And I go up there and it's just like the syrup. I did the thing. The syrup.
How do you start?
I'm like, hi, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to do the Aristocrats joke. I'm sure you guys are wondering. Like, I'm kind of hyping them up for, like, what the fuck I'm doing with this weird syrup gun lady thing. I set up the joke, but I say, like, it's me and another. It's the two daughters instead of, like, the parents. Usually it's the parents that are doing creepy. Well, the whole family's doing creepy shit, but I'm like.
This is next generation shit.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the really cutting edge stuff that I'm workshopping right now.
You were in Brooklyn, so.
I know. And then I put the cup on the stool. There's a stool in the front. We move the carpet off the stage. There's a carpet on the stage. I'm like, you're going to need to move that shit. Right.
Move the whole fucking venue.
Yeah, right.
Just the Staten Island dump.
Light it on fire. And then I squeeze the shit end of the thing and it just fucking gushes. I didn't expect the syrup to be so thin. So it filled it so quickly, and then I grab it and I start drinking
what
it.
What kind of cup? Like a chalice or a party cup?
Like a party cup. Okay. If it overflows, it immediately. It's all over the stool. I grab it. I pour it all over my face. It's in my eyes almost immediately. Wow. Like just I'm like blind, and then I got on the floor and I was like spreading it all over the floor. I'm like, this shit is all over the floor, and then. I did the vomit thing and then the like expired smell. It was so hot and the smell of the expired milk was so fucking gross. I think I was like screaming and I was making out with the fake face.
I'm so picturing the scene from Stand By Me. I think everybody is. Jesus Christ.
It was like even during it, I was like, this is for sure the grossest thing I've ever done. On stage, I felt sick. I was like, I think I could throw up during this because of the heat. And the syrup got it. I was covered in syrup. It was honestly from head to toe. There wasn't an inch. It was in my underpants. There wasn't an inch of me that wasn't covered in syrup.
It's so much for your money, that dollar store.
Right.
Right. See, now you get why I go to those. Oh, God. What's more disgusting?
Now I get why Kat's mad at you for going to those.
Right. What you did, okay, or that you were still hit on afterwards?
No, were you?
No, I wasn't hit on afterwards. Oh my God. No one wanted to be near me.
Did you hang out for a little bit or no?
I had so much syrup in my eyes. I brought baby wipes and put them next to the stage because I'm like, you're gonna have a little bit of syrup. It was in my hair. Like it was like someone dipped me into a pool filled with syrup.
You know, syrup thing.
Do you want to know something funny? And I don't know why they didn't tell you this. The two girls from Two Girls, One Cup, they were in the audience. And they were so sick, they couldn't even eat their own vomit. It was disgusting.
Everyone, people were laughing. A lot of people were like,
there's got to be a lot of, whoa.
Yeah, people didn't even know. People were just like, I don't even know what can't even look you in the eye.
Did you finish the joke?
That's fine. Oh, yeah. I was like, that's fine because I can't see. I think I grabbed a towel and like wiped the syrup off my face.
But it wasn't a towel. It was a moldy carpet from the shithole that they put to the side.
Yeah. And it was, oh my God.
Do you talk during this?
Yeah. I'm like explaining what I'm doing. I'm acting out the whole thing. So right. I'm making out with the bike handle.
Because you remember the scene.
Yes, because I scripted the scene.
Right.
I'm making out with the bike handle is the quote of this show.
Right. Because I'm making out with the woman's face and the bike handle and the expired milk is like in my eyes. I'm like, oh my God.
And then this place is such a shithole. It doesn't have a bathroom to clean up for a minute.
They didn't really have a good bathroom. That's the thing.
I made that up.
No, it's true. So there's just the floor. There's like 5 feet by 5 feet, just syrup everywhere and chocolate. Mm-hmm. It's just like so disgusting. And the host gets up. The host's like, okay, everybody. Great show.
Great show. You were the last person, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The comics in the back were all dying, which made me happy because it's fucking... I knew that the audience was going to be like, what the fuck? Where did you get this vagrant?
Do you know what it's like? The only thing...
I would have said she doesn't even work here.
I know. I didn't even ask her to be on the show.
The first response I had to this from Andrea, I'm like, I don't know. No one lives your life. Right. Only you get to live your life.
Thank you very much. It's my journey.
Yes.
My parents are so proud. I'm trying to clean myself off afterwards in the sink. It's so dirty. All the floor is covered in dirt. Like, I don't know where you get all this dirt.
Well.
So now I'm picking up dirt with the syrup and I'm cleaning my body. I'm like, I cannot take the subway home. There is absolutely no chance.
But who's going to let you in their car?
Well, I think I paper toweled myself down for like 45 minutes.
Jeez.
To the point that I was wet but sticky. But I was like, if you saw me, you wouldn't be like, this girl's covered in syrup. No one's assuming anyone's covered in syrup ever as a rule.
Oh my God.
I smelt very sweet.
Okay. Some people are into that.
but I was so wet and I was wearing like black. And I was like, do you think I could pass for not being covered in syrup? And I'm like, no one thinks you're covered in syrup. But then I got a roll of paper towels with me and I laid them down on the seat when I got into the car. I was Uber pooling too. There was someone else.
Oh my God, Andrea.
Well, she spent all her money.
Oh my God,
I'm going bankrupt.
I picked her, hey, pretty, pretty.
Yes.
And it's Medusa. What is it?
You want something sweet?
Like you're the witch in Hansel and Gretel.
I just start just bumping into people that are sticking on me.
You're walking and people are just hanging off you like flies on a fly strip.
That was so gross. And like the owner was trying to be really nice to me, but I also thought that she thought, I could tell that she thought I was like a little bit handicapped. Like, thank you for your performance. Please get the fuck out of my venue. And I helped him clean up afterwards. We're just like swishing the syrup around on the ground. Just like, ugh.
Was anyone else in your cab?
Yeah, but he got in the front, thank God.
Oh my God.
I just sat silently in the back and was like, don't make any sudden movements or else you're going to hear like me. Like.
And he's like, this cab smells nice. No, it smells terrible. I can't tell what this cab smells like.
I don't know what
like.
It is. Is it syrup and pudding and expired milk? I can't. Is it a medley of those three?
He goes, I'm going to turn around and ask if almond milk can expire. Oh my God!
I was so gross. I got back here. This
But everyone should be following you on social media.
No one took any pictures of this. No one took a single. The guy put it on Instagram Live. And
what
it
expired.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm going to cover myself in syrup and shit and piss, vomit. I'm going to be an animal on your show where you talk about people are animals. I put it on Instagram Live. I'm like, you didn't take one picture of this?
Instagram Live doesn't save like Facebook Live?
No. It just goes on for when it's broadcasting. I'm like, you, sir, have dishonored the beautiful.
Well, in a way, good. You know what I mean?
In a way, if a woman does a reenactment in Brooklyn and no one sees it, did it happen?
Does she still have a soul? Can she still love herself?
Oh. And then I came back here and then I took a... like five showers and just laid in bed. I felt sick. I feel like the syrup absorbed into my body.
And now you have diabetes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather next time go to the Starbucks bathroom, clean up, then come.
Right.
I think somebody already did that in that Starbucks bathroom and that's why they're not allowing people in.
Yeah, right.
Ever since Andrea's
ever since
been
that
around.
Syrup woman. Yeah. And the last thing, which I didn't tell you guys, was that the syrup... I emptied both the syrup bottles halfway because I was putting stuff in there. So I had extra syrup.
Logistically, that.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so I put the remaining syrup in a cup before I left. Very apt. Two girls, one cup. And,
oh, like
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. Keith's going to leave. He's going
to
throw up.
Like to not waste it?
I didn't know what to do with it at that point. I'm like, I shouldn't put it in the sink because I don't want to like clog the sink with the syrup. I don't know if I should flush it down the toilet. I'm like, I'm just going to put it in the glass for now and then deal with it later.
Yeah.
And then the next day I was cleaning and I was like, I shouldn't put it in the sink. I'm going to put it in a bag, in a plastic bag.
Oh no.
And I'm taking the trash out and I put this syrup bag on top of the trash. And then I'm cleaning around the studio like 20 minutes later, I come out. The syrup bag has fallen and there's syrup.
No. Like outside, right by all the garbages? Mm-hmm. Oh, the mm-hmm. disgusting yeah. little creatures that are going to come for that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, like nasty.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the best. You will not die regretting anything. Like, you're just, there's no, what are you going to regret? I didn't act
like a fucking crazy animal in front of an air conditioned summer room.
I love it. To me, that's like legend shit.
Well,
like,
thank you very
just
much.
Live your life and do you, and then come tell us about it.
Yeah, I was like, this is one for the books. I mean, after that one, though, I was like, no, I can't do another one of those for a while. I gotta like recharge my battery.
You're still not over it.
Oh, I'll never be over it, but like I just need to take a break.
We'll see for how long. What's up?
Syrup.